This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine officials report Tuesday their forces have retaken a strategically important suburb outside Kyiv after a fierce protracted battle earlier in the day as Russian forces continue striking other areas near the capital. The Ukraine officials say they regained territory, which will allow Ukrainian forces to retake control of a key highway and block Russian troops from surrounding Kyiv from the northwest. Observers say Russian President Vladimir Putin's forces are increasingly concentrating their air power and artillery on Ukraine cities and civilians living there. A senior U.S. Defense Department official tells the AP Russian forces are increasingly concentrating air power and artillery on Ukraine cities. They say Russia has carried out more than 300 air sorties over Ukraine in a 24-hour period and fired more than 1,100 missiles into the nation since the invasion began. Meanwhile, speaking at the United Nations headquarters in New York Tuesday, Secretary General Antonio Guterres urged an end to the Ukraine conflict, calling it an absurd war and warning that the conflict is going nowhere fast and that the Ukrainian people are enduring a living hell. He said he sees an opportunity to end the fighting immediately.
From my outreach with various actors, elements of diplomatic progress are coming into view on several key issues. There is enough on the table to cease hostilities now and seriously negotiate now.
The UN Secretary General said continuing the war in Ukraine is morally unacceptable, politically indefensible, and militarily nonsensical. This is VOA News. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has been convicted of fraud and contempt of court and sentenced to 9 years in a maximum security prison. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
As well as the heavy sentence, the judge ruled that Navalny would have to pay a fine of about $11,500. The opposition leader can appeal that ruling, already serving 2.5 years in a penal colony east of Moscow. Navalny has been accused of embezzling money that he and his foundation raised over the years and of insulting a judge during a previous trial. Kremlin critics see Navalny's trial as an attempt to keep President Vladimir Putin's most ardent foe in prison for as long as possible. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A union representing German airport security personnel has called on workers to walk out on their jobs at 8 German airports Tuesday, including Frankfurt, the nation's busiest airport, as negotiations regarding a pay dispute continue. German news agency DPA reports the walkout forced cancellation of 108 flights so far out of the day's 790 planned flights out of Frankfurt early Tuesday. Passengers at the airport were unable to board their planes, though they could transfer flights. All 88 planned departures from the Hamburg airport were canceled. The walkout comes after a similar walkout at several German airports last week and ahead of another round of pay negotiations set for Thursday. Security checks at German airports are under the supervision of federal police, but largely conducted by private firms. Security officials in Bavaria are paid in line with a pay deal for public service employees, and they are not out on strike Tuesday. The U.S. National Weather Service reports the threat of tornadoes and strong thunderstorms is looking good over the deep southern United States Tuesday, a day after the same system produced reported violent storms that destroyed homes and injured several people. Forecasters say the system was expected to drop 8 to 13 centimeters of rain and strong winds of up to 72 kilometers per hour as it sweeps through the southern United States of Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and into the Tennessee Valley throughout the day. The National Weather Service issued thunderstorm, tornado, high wind, and flood advisories for some 5 million people earlier Tuesday. The latest advisories come a day after tornadoes ripped through north and central Texas Monday, destroying homes, businesses, knocking out power, and injuring at least several people. Repeating this hour's top story, Ukraine officials report their forces have retaken a strategically important suburb outside Kyiv. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.